Najwa Dirk, who was found guilty for her role in the death of her former husband, Tali Peterson, on the 16th of December 2006, is being considered for parole, with the Peterson family forgiving her to set themselves free. Online to chat to us about this is Aisha Peterson, one of Talib's daughters, and she's speaking to us in her personal capacity. Aisha, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Newsbeat.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for this opportunity.
An absolute pleasure. So I think the first departure point would be, what value do you put on the words of Najwa in terms of the whole scenario of forgiveness? What does it mean to you personally, all those painful years later?
Okay, so the value is particularly in the lessons that her presence in my family has taught me. It is how to come together as a unit, the power of resilience, and how to rise above despite being cut at the knees. So that's my take home out of the situation.
Yes, a very difficult situation. And the scenario of yourself personally moving forward, moving from the previous question to actually forgive Najwa, I mean, was it hard, was it difficult, or did you feel this, as you already indicated, had to be a necessary process to move forward?
It was necessary, and I'll tell you why. It was for my own healing. It was to empty out the closet and be able to start afresh, as both Najwa and myself deserve, you know, a new lease on life. So to forgive is not essentially forgetting. It is just freeing yourself from the anger and the frustration and the resentment towards Najwa. So it was purely for myself.
Have you had any responses from Najwa on this whole development? I think we can definitely call it that, because the world is going to notice her if she leaves prison, is granted parole. In fact, the question I was basically asking, have you had any kind of response from Najwa herself in terms of the family forgiving and trying to move forward in the sense of not forgetting what happened?
Okay, like I said, I'm speaking purely from my point of view. So back in April, if I remember correctly, when we had the victim offender dialogue, the VOD, Najwa was not really forthcoming and giving us, you know, the closure that we needed. So when we went back on the 26th of August, I had a very different take on it, and I went in with tawakal. My faith was unshakable that I need to find the closure within me, because you are not giving me what I need to move forward. So on the 26th, she asked me, and I always the most merciful and the most forgiving. So I sincerely gave her mouth, based on for me to liberate myself and free myself from the clutches that she had over my life. And alhamdulillah, Allah knows this, and he has been so good to me through this past couple of months. The 18 years was rough prior to where I find myself now. So to see the light at the end of a dark tunnel is amazing.
No, I would definitely agree with that. And on the 26th of August, when you forgave Najwa, did you get any kind of positive response? Because you indicated that there was a lot of uneasiness perhaps in the room and not much forthcoming. The fact that you went through the process of forgiveness, did you see any changes in Najwa at all?
Okay, on Monday, the 26th of August, we will meet for the parole hearing, because the VOD and the parole hearing are two different things. That day, the 26th, she was more open. I think it's because she felt supported. Her family was there, her son was there. So I think it made her feel protected in the sense that I can speak. I have people that have my back, you know, my safety nets are here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit more easier to speak to. And also because we never came in, you know, guns blazing and hot-headed, because we expect answers and we demand answers. It wasn't anything like that. She somewhat gave us something to work with, although the closure we need to find within, because we need to establish and need to understand that psychologically there is a problem.
Yes.
And we cannot hold, as difficult as it may be, to hold someone accountable when they are psychologically disabled is very difficult. And it's somewhat a little bit, I say, unfair if I am making any sense.
No, you're making perfect sense, yes, because I do believe that Najwa suffers from, I think, what they call bipolar or bipolarity or something like that, which can drastically affect a person's moods and perceptions of the world.
Yes, I'm not too sure about the diagnosis per se, but I do know definitely based on experience and based on the trial and social work reports and stuff, there is definitely an issue, a psychological disability, which unfortunately someone cannot be held accountable for.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it difficult, doesn't it? It really does. As I listen to, that's the first impression that I get. It makes it even more difficult, doesn't it?
No, it does make it really difficult because sometimes people can hide behind psychological illnesses and kind of use that as, I cannot held accountable because
It's not easy. And Aisha, is there any indications, or is the prisons department going to act positively? Will Najwa be coming out on parole? I think the public needs to know that. Is that going to happen?
I cannot answer, as I am not in control of the parole proceedings. My faith is unshakable and my tawakal is so strong that Allah has got me, and that whatever the outcome may be, that it is positively in the best interest of myself and my family and Najwa.
I like the way you say it. If Allah has got your back, you're pretty much invincible, aren't you?
Pretty much.
Absolutely amazing. Aisha Peterson, daughter of Talib Peterson, talking to us about her personal feelings about the possible release on parole, of Najwa Dirk. Aisha, shukran so much for talking to us on what is a very sensitive and emotional topic. And thanks for remaining so clear-headed. And of course, we admire you for your forgiveness. But thanks for joining us.
You are most welcome. Have a good day, brother.